This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Unbelievably, everything has worked all week long. And I say that without worrying about hexing it. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and as is the practice when things are working really well, we're going to do the weekly recap with the truth about guns, but tonight we're going to do it with a young lady named Kat Ainsworth. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you are the associate editor, the assistant editor. What is it that you're up there doing things at Truth About Guns all the time?
I'm the associate editor and the hunting editor.
Okay.
There are so many names on the mastheads, it's hard to keep them straight.
Yep. So you are a fine person and would know what's been trending at Truth About Guns. So what is trending at Truth About Guns?
Well, why don't we just dive right in with the top trending item, and that is, of course, going to be Cody Wilson.
Right.
And the latest that we've heard on Cody was that he's been picked up in Taipei, which is interesting since we don't have extradition with Taiwan. So I'm not sure what will happen there in the long run.
Right.
But he has been picked up. So we'll just have to see how it plays out from here.
Right. And I'm looking around. I saw that today when it was breaking at Truth About Guns. Now, should I be sitting back and saying, hey, everybody's at the Gun Rights Policy Conference right now, and that's why I don't see a whole bunch of people updating this. Fox hasn't noticed that he got picked up. What do you make of this? What do you think?
I think the gun industry as a whole has a very fascinating and sometimes disturbing way of handling shame and scandal.
Right.
On the one hand, we eat our own. We can be horrible to each other. There's backstabbing and ladder climbing. But then it comes to something like this, where someone who has been championed as a hero of gun rights, not just for recent weeks, but really in the last few years now, several years.
Yep.
And he's been caught doing something most of us would deem despicable. Assuming all of this is true, he should absolutely be charged. And that is, of course, assuming it's true. I'd love to see a little more information on that. But I think maybe it's quiet because people are not happy to see the champion tarnished. And so maybe if we just don't talk about it, it'll go away quietly.
Well, I mean, to the end of what he was trying, he provided a very interesting object lesson for the anti-gunners by proving that there's really no such thing as gun control.
That's true.
Now this, but I mean, people making guns that were, you know, not hobbyists or something, just going and bad guys making guns. They make guns in prison. This is not something that, oh wow, he's the first one to ever make a gun. He's not the first one to ever make a gun. He just had the best publicist.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And
fascinating technology. That's the other thing. It was a 21st century version of it. And, to the end that he proved that. And I mean, the first time he threw it out there, it was, it's been out there since the day he put it out there. Even when they said ITAR and it went away from his website to where he couldn't make it downloadable. It's been on share sites ever since it first saw the light of day. So,
it has.
I think the concept that he proved is valid, and I think sitting back here and looking, I have a rule, and that is if you get too much tied up in these personalities, you are setting yourself up for disappointment. I hope that this is not true, and if it is true, well, roll the dice, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. So we'll see how that goes and everything. He didn't help his case out, though. I mean, he rented an apartment in Taipei.
Yeah. That is not exactly, doesn't make you look innocent at all.
He missed his flight on purpose. He skipped his flight coming back because he apparently had a flight coming back.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Yeah, so.
He did. All we can do is watch it play out, and I'm grateful for the technology. It was groundbreaking for its time, and it still is. But I'm sorry to see it go this way. It also gives the antis a lot of ammunition.
For what? What would you think it gives the antis for?
You know, I think they like to see nothing better than someone who has some visibility in the industry not just get shot down, but have do something like this. That I mean, yeah. I have a daughter who will be 16 in January.
Right.
So if this is true, I hope they absolutely fully prosecute him.
I think the problem that I see with the gun industry is when you were talking about how we will eat our own. When we do that in a really public way. And the gun grabbers, the difference between us and the gun grabbers is when somebody becomes less than effective, they sort of deal with it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get too public about it or anything else. And then, but at the same time, being a leftist means you never have to apologize and you're never wrong and you're just taken out of context and all this other stuff. So, I don't know how much ammo this is going to give him. You know, he's a guy. I mean, getting out there and thinking that holding anybody to any standard is setting yourself up, I think. So.
We are all human. We're all fallible.
Yep.
So it comes right down to that at the end of the day and being a little more realistic about our heroes, too, or what you see as a hero.
I think, have you ever seen that movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
I have.
You remember the little line they have in there when the hero, when the legend becomes bigger than the man, believe the legend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. I just try sort of hard not to get too tied up in too many heroes.
It tends to work better that way. And hey, I hope someone picks up this technology and runs with it and takes it even further. That would be great.
Well, I mean, there's already a company out there that 3D printed a steel gun, didn't they?
You know, you could 1911. Be correct about that.
Yeah. I think I read about it. I saw them shooting it. So, I mean, it's already been taken to the next step. And, I mean, Cody had to go out and get a manufacturer's license. So he had already gone to those steps. And I think it will get picked up. I just think that right now it's really cost prohibitive to make something that doesn't blow up in your hand anyway.
Details or melt. Yeah. Those are minor problems.
Yeah, yeah. Those details. Got to worry about those details. But on the other hand, like I said, we'll see where this goes, and I don't know if it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
No, it's not. But the wait and see approach can work too, and that's where I am right now.
I still do the whole innocent until or presumed innocent until proven guilty. So I'm sort of quaint and old fashioned about that.
Well, maybe we need a little more quaint and old fashioned out there.
I think so, but, you know, then again, I'm a semi-conservative, so being a semi-conservative means I just believe in the Constitution, and that's what I go by. Very small set of rules for me just to follow. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break. The truth about guns is, and you don't know this, Kat, but there was a time when this show could have been called Truth About Guns Radio, because I used to do a lot of stuff with Truth About Guns, and Truth About Guns is a aggregator of news with their own stable of writers that Kat and Dan manipulate and shuffle around like a deck of cards, like a master dealer, and get out there and put out about 10, 15 pieces of new content every day. And that can't be easy.
No, it isn't. And, you know, Dan bears the brunt of that. He works really hard.
Yep.
I've been picking up more of it, but it is a lot of work.
Well,
fortunately, we've got a good team, so that helps.
We'll be right back. From Truth About Guns, I have Kat Ainsworth. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It is the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns. Dan Zimmerman is in Chicago at the Gun Rights Policy Conference with a few people, and in his place tonight is the not, you know, this is not a substitution. She brings the thunder with her. Her name is Kat Ainsworth. She's the associate editor at Truth About Guns. We've already dispensed with the unpleasant business of young Cody Wilson. What's next on your plate, ma'am? We still got Kat?
Askey.
Okay, there we go. What were you saying?
You got me?
I got you.
I think a good one to touch on would be Cameron Caskey leaving March for Our Lives, stepping down from the board and appearing to distance himself from those, all his friends.
Why is he doing it? I had not heard that one. This is some good. This is a new one for me. Why is he stepping down from the March for Their Lives board?
You know, he gave an interview with Fox News of all the news outlets to go to. He did a radio interview with Guy Benson and Marie Harf, and it's interesting stuff. Let's just take it at face value, what he said. What he claims is that he left because he realized he was being presented as an expert, and he's not. He says, I'm only 17. I'm not really an expert on anything.
Right.
He said he felt his friends could do it without him, that they did not need him there. So the question is, did he leave because he didn't feel wanted? Or was it really because he realized the whole thing was being overplayed and pushed the wrong way? I don't know. But it is fascinating for him to step down because he co-founded that with our buddy David Hogg. So it's something to see happen. And
yeah.
he looked back and he's saying he met gun owners. Specifically, he mentions meeting people who owned ARs in Texas, women who are pro-life, and starting to realize there really are two sides to the story. Claims he's looking to push bipartisanship a little bit more. All we can do is, this is another wait and see, but it's interesting to see one of the Parkland kids defect from the march.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't remember the young lady's name, the one that has the really short haircut. Cameron, I had not seen too much of him. David Hogg and that young lady seem to be the two big ringleaders of that particular movement as far as the most visibility for me. How vociferous was young Mr. Caskey?
He was adamant? Vocal. He was vocal early on. I remember him pretty well. And the young lady you're thinking of is Emma Gonzalez.
There you go. Thank you.
Both she and David, though, they seem to have a quality that I didn't really pick up on from Cameron Caskey when you saw them on the news. And that is a lot of anger, bitterness, and kind of that millennial narcissism. You really do see it. It sounds cynical of me to say it, but it just oozes through the screen with them. And for him, he seemed a little bit more toned down, a little more laid back, a little more watchful. So maybe it's not as big of a surprise. I mean, if David Hogg or Emma Gonzalez stepped down, we'd be completely stunned into silence.
Now, is young Caskey going to start with the March for Their Lives people to try to start the bipartisanship?
He's launching a podcast called Cameron Knows Nothing.
Okay.
I don't have a start date on the podcast, but I thought it was interesting he's going straight to that. And he said he's trying to work on both sides of the aisle. I don't know if he'll try to pull them along with him or not. This whole thing is not some kind of publicity stunt, I would hope he would try to reason with his friends a little bit.
We'll see. Well, see, bipartisanship is that's like a game of tennis. It does take two people to want to play tennis in order to have a game of tennis. And
that is true.
I don't know how bipartisan the gun grabbers are going to be on the issue. David Hogg, he's completely given over to his narcissism. He thinks he's and I mean, he's one of the most ignorant people when it comes to just about anything you bring up. He was out there telling people when you get Michael Moore telling you, no, don't tell him that, you are messing up big time. This is not something you do. He was out there telling people, well, listen, Canadian people, give to the American elections. Well, no, that's not how it goes, David. You idiot. But but I digress.
Yeah, he really only knows what his handlers tell him. And it's so blatantly obvious. I sit there sometimes and I think, how can the Democrats or anyone with liberal leanings not see that? He's just being worked like a puppet, and how can they not see that? I don't know. seems like it's right out there. But even his, I notice his little sister, I'm forgetting her name, but she seems a little bit more on the ball than he is.
Yeah, well, I've never seen his parents.
No, neither have I.
Never seen his parents, and you and especially, you know, David Hogg doesn't go anywhere now without an arm detail. He is completely Alyssa Milano'd up now, and for somebody who doesn't want everybody to have guns, and, you know, he can talk out there about, well, you know, my father was a gun guy, and, well, it's you know, I know lots of that about guns because my dad had some. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really love to be in a room with him and just go, you know, David, I would have a whole lot more sympathy with you about this whole survival nonsense if you'd been in that building, buddy.
No kidding.
Because there was lots of people at that school that day that were not in that building, including the school resource officers. So, I mean, apparently it wasn't dangerous to not be in the building. If you weren't in that particular building, there wasn't a lot of danger going on. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe we should invite David to come to SHOT. I wonder if he would take us up on that.
There was somebody walking around at the NRA meetup that looked just like him. And one of the guys moving around with me, he's like, that was David Hogg. I was like, there's no way. That kid was by himself. He'd be in the middle of a dog pile right now if that was David Hogg. And outside. Yeah. Well, did you go?
Not this year.
Okay.
No.
Then you didn't get to see Alyssa Milano with her bodyguards across the street. Protesting the safest city in the United States at that particular time. So.
Yeah, guns for me and mine, not for thee and thine.
Yeah,
that always seems to
be. They're not against guns. They're just against me and you having them.
Yeah, the commoners, the little people.
Yeah, whoever they are. And if Alyssa Milano thinks she's one of the elite, okay, fine. That's good. I thought she peaked in Commando. So.
I thought she peaked in Charmed. I'm not sure which one came first. I think Charmed was after Commando.
I think so, because in Commando, I think she was like 9. So anyway.
Yeah, so hopefully.
Anyway, Truth About Guns, truthaboutguns.com, thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where you will find 10 to 15 stories of new content every day. Very timely stories because they are doing all of this content daily. They are one of the first ones on the spot, as far as I can tell right now. They're the only ones that have mentioned that Mr. Wilson's been arrested, for example. So that kind of timeliness comes in handy. We'll be right back. My guest is Kat Ainsworth. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Earlier on Friday, President Trump was in Las Vegas, Nevada, speaking at a VA hospital. The president talked about veterans and the economy.
So with our booming economy, I'm also proud to report that the veterans' unemployment recently achieved its lowest level in more than 20 years. That means a lot of jobs are taking place.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein denied a story in the New York Times that says he suggested recording President Trump to show the turmoil inside the White House and talked about recruiting someone in the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would declare President Trump unfit and remove him from office. The Times has said they used two anonymous sources. The woman who shot and killed three of her colleagues before turning the gun on herself at a Rite Aid distribution center in Maryland was allegedly arguing with employees before she started firing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Friday, so it's time for the weekly recap with the truth about guns. And what I like about this is that Dan has a big old large stable, so when Dan can't be here, he has some really good fiduciaries that will act on his behalf. I dig that. And today it's Kat Ainsworth, the associate editor there. So what's next on your on the stuff that you have noticed this week, Kat?
Well, this one is a quartet of sorts, all circling around concealed carry.
Okay.
There have been quite a few cases of good guy with a gun stopping bad guy with a gun. This last week we've had the one in Whataburger robbery where the guy who tried to rob Whataburger was shot. Another one where a Craigslist transaction, I guess the guy who wanted to buy something said he was going to draw a gun on the guy in the car. Guy in the car drew first. And a fascinating one, police served a warrant on the wrong house. They thought it was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was just some law-abiding guy at home with his daughter. And he also, of course, had a gun. He was asleep, had his gun in reach, and he was up fast. So we've had quite a week for armed citizens.
Let's talk about the last one, the served a warrant on the wrong guy part.
They did, yeah.
This they're not going to charge that guy, are they?
They are not, which is a good thing because you never really know how that's going to play out. It depends on your state.
Right.
Depends on the judge. Depends on so many factors. Apparently, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
I was just going to say that they believed he was a suspected drug dealer. Some confidential informant had ratted out the guy. Police served the warrant at what they thought was the right address. Wasn't the right address. And the homeowner did actually fire and hit two of the police officers. So it's not that he missed and he's not being charged. He actually did connect and he's not being charged.
Right. this is not the first time this has happened where they've served. I mean, is there a presumption that if somebody thinks they're being attacked and they don't know it's the cops, are they then, if they're just a law-abiding citizen and somebody kicks in their door and they go into self-defense, are they protected over that, I guess, would be the question. Are they going to be okay legally from that? This guy is not going to, they're not going to do anything to him, and rightfully so, I think. But,
right.
You know, given a lot.
It depends on the state.
It does depend on the state, but, you know, one of the things they're constantly telling us all the time is that cops can just kill us all, you know, with no repercussion whatsoever. And they can do whatever they want and, you know, this, that, the other, and blue lives don't matter and, you know, pigs in a blanket, that kind of thing. And actually, in a lot of states, they're not that blanket protect. They don't have that blanket immunity, and they're not going to come after you if they try to engage you mistakenly with deadly force.
No, and, you know, part of it depends on your state laws, and like I was saying, it can depend on the judge you just happen to snag who takes a look at it. It'll depend on the DA, so many factors. Personally, I think you always have a right to defend yourself. But on the flip side of that, I think you really need to know your state's laws, like Castle Doctrine, Stand Your Ground, not in every state. And knowing your laws helps. Having insurance helps. A lot of, or actually most gun owners do not have insurance for this. They think, my homeowners will cover it. No, it won't. So the smartest thing they can do is sign up for outside insurance. If they never need it, fantastic, great investment. If they do need it, it's an even better investment.
Well, I mean, I used to have a Second Call Defense as a sponsor, and I figured out if I used Second Call Defense for the rest of my life, it would take me, at the time, it would have taken me till I was 71 to have spent $10,000 with them at the dues, at the rate it was, or they would save me, you know, probably $100,000, $150,000 in legal expenses if I was in a self-defense situation.
Right.
So, I mean,
or into the millions if you go to court.
So. Yeah, so, I mean, I fully agree with you. Although right now, I must confess, I'm not involved with any one of those companies currently. I don't have any of them, so. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's the wrong. Why is that reloading? Okay. Anyway.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's this is the drama that is a live radio TV show. As far as this goes, that's not getting a lot of press. Not that story about the wrong, serving the wrong warrant on the wrong address and them not charging the homeowner, is it? It's not getting a whole lot of press at all.
It's not. I think if he'd been charged, it would be dragged out in the headlines. And I think if there was a way to somehow implicate him for doing something wrong, it would be in the headlines.
Right.
But since they acknowledged they had a mistake. They made a mistake with the address. That's the first step right there. Owner was a law-abiding guy, legal gun owner, and it went in his favor, fortunately, although it's not an experience you'd wish on anybody.
Right.
But it did go in his favor in the end. And the media does not like good guy with gun stories. They do not like that because it does fuel our cause a little bit, sometimes a lot, depending.
Right. That's the thing, though, isn't it? This guy did something against the cops, which this is when they want the cops to be the only ones armed, and they don't like that kind of story. Plus, he did it against the cops, and nothing happened with that. That's one of those stories they just can't touch, isn't it?
Yeah, for mainstream media, it was a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
For us, it's fantastic. And it also points out, in my mind, the importance of training, of having the right gear. Also being able to identify people. In this situation, you know, he was probably just screwed from the get-go.
Right.
It happened too fast. They may have been plainclothes. Who knows? It was at night. He'd been asleep. But in other situations, you know, get a light. Learn how to use a light. Learn how to clear your house. Have a plan. All these things are important with all these cases we've had this last week. all the details matter. You can't just buy your gun, dump it in your nightstand, and hope for the best.
Right. Yeah, that part comes into play a lot. I know a lot of people that if they pulled out their weapon and pulled the trigger the first time, the lint built up in the barrel, the fireball coming out on the first round would be, it looked like a Hollywood special effect.
I've known a few cops like that too, in fact.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about police officers. They don't get to train, and it's not that I don't think they would. Now, I know a few that train, you know, like they're monks, but not necessarily the as the departments just don't fund them well enough to train.
They don't.
But anyway,
I think at some point they'd care and see the importance, but not yet.
Yes. Yes, you would think that. You would think they. The other thing after doubt, well, you know what? We'll talk about that later anyway. We're coming up on the next break. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where Kat works, along with a veritable knight's round table of people that are writers. Some of the big names in the game, and some people you may never have heard of, but everything coming up, the 10 to 16 pieces of new content every day, that is something you don't see that much. There may be one or two other sites that do it. None of them are as organic as Truth About Guns. Go check them out. We'll be right back. My guest is Kat Ainsworth. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Kat Ainsworth in the weekly recap from Truth About Guns, and we've come to the last segment. Kat, can we talk about the bear spray thing?
We can. I would love to talk about the bear spray thing.
Let's talk about the bear spray thing. Now, I've been covering this with Dean Weingarten and everything else. Give me the details as you know them, please.
Okay, so we've had a couple instances, but I think the one you might be thinking of, well, there's the top two.
With the flying gun.
Okay, the flying gun. So that was an elk hunter and a guide. They couldn't find the elk the guy shot, so they went back the next morning and trailed it, found it. They supposedly did not see or hear anything in the area, started field dressing the elk, and were attacked by two bears, as the survivor tells it. And the survivor, while his guide was being mauled, he himself was charged by a second bear, managed to run away. As he was running away, he pulled a handgun out of his pack and threw it at the guide who was on the ground being mauled, and took off for parts unknown. They did find the bears. It was an older sow, and I want to say it was a one-year-old with her. The sow had bear spray on her face, so they knew it was her. It matched the spray the guide had near him when they found him as well.
Which they found an empty can of bear spray. He sprayed the bear as much as a bear could be sprayed.
Yes, it sounds like they tried. A lot of people, surprisingly, are going, you know, out on these hunts with nothing but bear spray, which is kind of like relying on nothing but pepper spray. Don't carry your gun. Just take your pepper spray.
A lot of people use this same stuff on, say, do they use that on mountain lions, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's an aerosol. It's got capsaicin in it and some other things that burn. It's not that it can't be a deterrent, but, you know, I have never and would never trust my life to bear spray. If I'm hunting in bear country, you can bet I'm out there. Probably I've got Ruger Super Red Hawk. It's a 44 Magnum. Maybe the Glock 10 mil, but probably the Ruger.
Okay, now that's interesting, because I'm a big fan of a 10 millimeter pistol. I find the 10 millimeter maybe with the right customizer, they can take enough weight off of it to where you can just about carry it semi comfortably if you want to. But what is the best gun you think for someone that is going out into the wild that's hunting and maybe they're bow hunters or whatever? And these guys were bow hunters, right?
Yeah, and we're talking about guys that know the law and they're in a state where they can carry a handgun.
Right.
That's another thing is knowing your laws. There are times, like during archery, you can't have any gun on you whatsoever. It really depends on where you are. Best is, there are so many factors in that, like experience. If you're an experienced shot, you know your guns. I really do like, I love 10 mil. I've killed a lot of animals with 10 mil. I practically have an altar to 10 mil in my living room. And I own more 10 mil handguns than any other caliber. But
okay.
Something like a 44 Magnum for a bear, especially as large as some of them get, it really is, in my opinion, it's one of the best ones. Some guys will go all the way and take a 500 Smith & Wesson. I really do like the Ruger Super Red Hawk. I think it's fantastic. It's reliable. Buffalo Boar makes some fantastic ammo for that.
Right.
It's one of my favorites. And if you don't like revolvers and you do want a lighter gun, there's no reason not to take a 10 mil, like the Glock. Got a couple of Glock 20s. Then there's the 1911 route, the Remington R1 10 mil Hunter long slide. It's got that 6-inch barrel, and that one has gone a lot of hunts with me. If you like 1911s, it's a nice gun. And the extra little bit of length on the barrel is a nice addition, too, for hunting.
Right.
Especially with something like a bear.
Now, how low in caliber could somebody go and conceivably sit back and say, okay, I've got the base covered?
You know, it's funny you should mention that. Most of the guys I know who actually live and guide in bear country,
right,
they'll go along the same lines of a 10 mil or a 44 and up. You want oomph, you may not have the time. They move fast. Gunsight has a predator class where they charge at you with an automated target stand with a bear on it. It gives you an idea of just how fast the bears move. So you
right.
really don't have time. That said, I am acquainted with someone who you have probably seen in the news. Phil Shoemaker lives in Alaska. He's a guide.
Right.
And he went out one day with some fishing clients, and the only gun he had on him was his 9mm. And they were charged by a bear, and he shot it and dropped it with his 9. So it can happen with smaller calibers. I don't think I'd want to place my in that. He had wished he had a bigger gun. He said later he wished he had. But, hey, he made it work.
But how many times did he have to shoot the – now I sit there and I think, okay, if you got a high penetrating round with the gun and everything, and if you shoot him – if you can shoot him maybe 6 or 7 times where and make it count each one of those, I could see where that would work on a reliable basis, but you got to do it 6 or 7 times. How many times did he shoot the bear?
You know, I don't know how many times Phil shot him. I would have to ask him. That's a good question. I was just impressed he did it with a 9 at all, and especially since it was running. On the other hand, he knows his stuff. This is all he does. He lives and breathes Alaska and bears.
Right.
So having that skill helps, too, especially with adrenaline. People underestimate what adrenaline does to your shooting.
Yeah. What's the best practice when you're out there and there's two of you and you're field dressing an animal? Should somebody be standing watch?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you're in an area known for bears, I think you should both be alert, and the second person should absolutely stand watch. Because even with two bears, I would like to think they'd both be alive. If the gun hadn't been in the pack, off to the side, they hadn't been paying, they weren't paying attention, neither one of them was actually carrying. It's sad because they're mistakes that cost someone his life. And that's just terrible.
I'm still looking for a little clarification as to why the gun was tossed, because I've heard they were on horseback and dragged off of horses, and then I've heard, no, that didn't happen. I've heard guy was airlifted. He says, no, he wasn't. Dude had bear spray, but other guy had gun that he was throwing to him. They haven't found the gun yet, have they?
Not that I've heard, and I could have missed it. And I think in the next maybe week or two, we'll be hearing a lot more about this.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm thinking there might be a chance that the guy who ran off is kind of in a holding pattern to see if there's going to be a, civil lawsuit from the guide's family before he grants any interviews or really talks about this.
Right.
What appeared to be from the most reliable source I have is that the gun was in a pack. and the pack was on the ground off to the side. He somehow had the time to open it and get the gun out before he ran, and he threw it in the general direction of the guide. Yeah, so it's real.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that sounds like an awful lot of steps to go through and successfully get the gun out of the pack when a bear is bearing down on you. But that's,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I wish he'd stood his ground and fired some shots, but he panicked, and that does happen. Happens to, you know, the best of us. And I hunt for a living. And this winter I'll be doing a lot of deer hunting. I've got one coming up in Arkansas at Black River Outdoors. It's a great place. And although I'm not concerned about bears, I will take my handgun with me.
Sure.
It's always nice because you never know if you shoot a deer and you've got mountain lions or any predator coming around.
Right. Better to deal with them.
More animals, so.
Better to deal with them. Thank you for stepping in for Mr. Zimmerman. Thank you very much. Tell him that he can send you anytime. You are not a substitute. You give a fair account. Thank you.
Well, thank you again for having me. I appreciate
it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Truthaboutguns.com. Go check it out. Go see Kat's good work. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.